On today's show, Nissan dives headfirst into autonomy, Volvo is hopping into kangaroo detection, and VW dealers will fix those diesels even if their owners don't want them to. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 30th of 2015. Nissan is more optimistic than most automakers as to when it will come out with an autonomous vehicle. It says it will be ready by the end of the decade. And with its goal only a few years away, Nissan has started testing its first prototype with the Nissan Intelligent Driving technology that it debuted the other day at the Tokyo Motor Show. The Leaf test vehicle is equipped with millimeter wave radar, laser scanners, cameras, high-speed computer chips, and a specialized HMI, which the automaker will use to test on highway and city roads. Nissan will use the knowledge gained to further develop and enhance the technology and will come out with what it's calling Piloted Drive 1.0 in Japan next year, which allows for autonomous driving under heavy highway traffic conditions. By 2018, the company hopes to add highway lane changes to its list of features. And by 2020, it will introduce a new technology that allows vehicles to successfully manage city and urban roads, including intersections. Volvo wants to make sure no one is killed or seriously injured in one of its cars by 2020, and the company is leaving no stone unturned to reach that goal. It's now in Australia testing kangaroo detection technology with a modified version of its active safety system it calls City Safety. It might sound silly, but car crashes involving kangaroos is a big and costly problem down under. There are 20,000 accidents every year, which cost drivers over $50 million in insurance claims. And we'll take a look at some vehicles Scion will have at SEMA right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Scion is showcasing a few vehicles it will have at the SEMA show this year, two IMs and two IAs. But I'd like to focus on the IAs because I think they're the most interesting. The first is a pretty wild-looking interpretation that features a metallic yellow paint job with root beer accents. It's really a modern take on a lowrider with small gold-dipped wire wheels, a dual-stage airbag suspension system, and chain-link steering wheel. The other was inspired by the latest comic book from the creator of The Walking Dead called Outcast. While the car can gyrate via pneumatic movements, smoke, change colors, and emit eerie sounds, I think the real highlight is what's been done with the paint. As you know, the IA is a rebadged Mazda 2 with Scion styling, which I think makes for a very awkward-looking vehicle. But this show car, done by Skybound Entertainment, adds turquoise accents to the most polarizing parts of the car, essentially making them blend in. I think it makes the car look much better, and Scion should be taking notes, because it would be very easy to add as an option. There's a big argument going on between the European Parliament and the European car companies. The European Parliament wants cars to emit the same emissions on the open road as they do in the test lab. But new test standards that were just proposed would still allow cars to emit 110% more pollution on the open road than they do in test laboratories. That has most members of Parliament hopping mad and threatens to torpedo Europe's response to VW's cheating scandal. The problem, for the car companies, is that the new standard would go into effect this year, leaving them little time to react. But as we've reported for years, the EU test is easy breezy. Automakers are allowed to overinflate tires, take off the side mirrors, as well as remove the air conditioning compressor and even the back seat. They can also tape over gaps between body panels to cut aerodynamic drag, use special lubricants, and test their cars only in warm summer weather. And speaking of VW's emissions scandal, Are VW's dealers obligated to fix those diesels, even if the owner doesn't want the fix? That's coming up next. We still don't know what Volkswagen's solution will be to fix its diesel engines with emission cheating technology. But most people agree it will likely hurt fuel economy and performance. But once a fix is available and an owner takes their car to the dealer for regular maintenance, do they have to update the engine? If the owner doesn't want to lose that performance and refuses the fix, is the dealer still obligated to make the repair? On AutoLine this week, we were joined by the chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association, William Fox, and he shed some light into the issue.
I don't believe that the dealer can do that. I think that that would be furthering the fraud and the deception that Volkswagen's guilty of.
Of fixing it or not fixing it?
I think they have to fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I know your car has got is in noncompliance and is emitting all these particles into the ozone, how can I not stand behind it and fix it? And I believe dealers will do that. Mm-hmm. Dealers understand the consumer is king.
Is there a danger then in those owners, to Steve's point, saying, you know, if I get my car fixed, it's not going to drive as well. So I'll just go to some independent shop. I'm never going back to the dealer.
Well, I would hope that they wouldn't do that on the same theory that I would hope that the dealer would do the right thing and repair the car. I think if you own a Volkswagen diesel, and it's supposed to be a clean air diesel, you've bought into the ecological theory that this car is good for the ozone layers, and we're going to fix it.
But John,
go ahead.
He raises a really great point. And as a lawyer, a customer comes in and says, "I want this fixed, but I don't want that recall work done." And a dealer is going to go ahead and do the recall work anyways. I mean, that is a real.
Are we talking about Volkswagen?
Yes.
I think this is evolving, but I think when the chips are down, the best answer for Volkswagen and for dealers and for the consumers is credibility. We need to be upfront on all this. None of us can go and hide on this. We've got a problem. They've acknowledged it. It's out there. And they say they're going to make the right steps to correct the problem. We have to give them the opportunity to do that, and we have to be behind them.
You can watch that entire interview right now on our website, autoline.tv. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a spooky weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.